Now, some news from the world of sports, and the records keep falling at the University of Vermont, where the men's basketball team now owns the school's longest ever winning streak at 16 games and counting. Last night, the Catamounts topped UMass Lowell 87-66 for the Sweet 16 winning streak mark, the second longest current winning streak in the nation. And the team is one win shy of setting another mark for best regular season record in program history. John Becker's Charges are now 24-5 on the season, and they've already secured a share of the America East Conference title. One more victory, and they will surpass the best regular season record set by the 2004-2005 UVM team that went on to topple Syracuse in the NCAA tournament. UMass Lowell was little more than a speed bump en route to the Catamounts' latest win last night. Freshman Anthony Lamb scored 24 points. Trey Bell Haynes added 18. As always with this team, contributions were spread out across the floor. Kurt Steidel and Peyton Henson each scored 11. Ernie Duncan and Josh Herlihy were out sick for the game, so damage could have been worse for UMass. UVM ends the regular season at home. They play host to Albany next Wednesday and then Stony Brook, which still has a chance to catch the Cats for the conference title. But the way UVM is playing right now, it does not seem likely. The St. Michael's Purple Knights fell to Bentley 93-75 at the Ross Sports Center yesterday, but senior Matt Bonds continues to climb further into school history with impressive individual numbers, including his 18th double-double of the season on 15 points to go with 17 rebounds. Bonds is one double-double shy of matching the 19 double-doubles that he posted last season, the most in program history since complete rebounding figures became available in 1981. Levi Holmes had a team-high 17 points for the Purple Knights in the loss. The St. Michael's women also lost to their Bentley counterparts 70-48, but senior Indira Evora reached a nice milestone for her career, recording her 1,000th career point in the game. Emily Ferrari led the Knights with 14 points. The UVM women wrote a career-high 19 points from Lauren Handy in a 60-36 rout of UMass Lowell, with Haley Robertson adding 15 in UVM's eighth victory of the season. To the pro hardwood now, where Isaiah Thomas and the Boston Celtics continue to stake their claim to becoming one of the most dangerous teams in the East. Thomas scored 13 of his total 33 points in the fourth quarter, and the Celtics held off a late rally from an improving Philadelphia 76ers team to win 116-108 in Boston last night. Thomas has now scored at least 20 points in 40 straight games, and that ties a Celtics franchise mark by a pretty good player that they used to call Hondo. That's John Havlicek, who set that mark back in the 1971-72 season. The Celtics have now won 11 of their last 12, and they were able to do it, overcoming some of their own sloppy play last night, committing 24 turnovers, yet still scoring enough to come away with the win. They also snapped Philadelphia's three-game winning streak. Boston has one more game before the All-Star break when they take on the Bulls in Chicago. And this one note from the NHL, where Jaromir Jagr celebrated his 45th birthday yesterday by recording his 1,900th career point in the Florida Panthers' 6-5 overtime win over the San Jose Sharks. The great Gordie Howe, by comparison, played pro hockey until the age of 52 when he finally retired as a member of the Hartford Whalers. The way Jagr is going, it does not seem out of the question he could actually retire older than Mr. Hockey did. And that would be quite a feat indeed.